Aha. Fred Klaus. Look how festive.
Oh, that looks festive as I feel happy already.
Yeah. Surely nothing in this movie will bring us down.
No. Plus, it stars our favorite actor, Paul Giamatti.
Mm-hmm. I do unironically love Paul Giamatti.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's an excellent actor.
Yeah, if he ever finds out about Oliver Shenanigans and his feelings get hurt, I would be really bummed out.
Yeah. It's all in good fun, Paul.
One woodchuck to another.
Aha. In a galaxy far, far away.
Fred Durst.
He does wear a red hat. Is it Kathy Bates? Oh, is that Ian McKellen? What a way to start a Paul Giamatti movie.
Called the mom out. No, that's Giamatti.
Mm-hmm.
He have to contend himself on being his second fattest baby.
What do you think of their choice of young Giamatti?
Yeah, I can see it. He's hairy little dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kathy Bates is the mother of Santa Claus. Wild.
I have no idea what kind of movie this is supposed to be. He's already running out into a Giamatti.
He's packing yeah. A lot of gifts in them pants.
It's thick. Nicholas made them prouder. Jesus. Asshole. Bird murderer.
Dick, move, Santa Claus.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
I think this is the scene where Cain murders Abel.
Yeah.
For chopping Fred down
slaughters,
his tree.
Slaughters Nicholas and takes the mantle.
I think he had already begun to resent them. It's a dreidel. And then he turned into Giamatti. Let that be a lesson to you, kids. Oh, God.
That seemed like it hurt.
He has the hardest fucking head.
Yeah.
I guess he has to if he's going headfirst down chimneys all the time.
You didn't see the apple burst on your son, lady?
Right.
You guys got splashed by it. Didn't know that.
What? Whew. I gotta get in on that game. The forest is burning, Santa. Look out.
Should have raked it.
Yeah.
Repo a go go.
Hire some private firefighters.
No, Fred Claus works as a repo man.
Hell yeah, he does. He's repossessing all these fucking. Maybe you should have spent your money on your bills and not this goddamn Santa statue. Yes. Punch him in the dick. Jesus. That's Fred Claus?
Paul Giamatti is Santa Claus.
Okay.
We got it wrong.
All right. That's unfortunate because I would like to see Giamatti shitting on Christmas. But
Paul Giamatti, fattest baby, we're back
sense.
On track.
Yeah.
We're back on track.
My world is right once again. Oh, Jesus. Huh.
Yeah, in case you guys didn't know, we've never seen this movie before.
No.
I was still hip deep in the Jehovah's Witnessdom when this came out, so it just didn't even register on my radar. I fucking love the scarves.
Oh, yeah.
Chicago? Philly?
It's Vince Vaughn, so maybe. Yeah, you're not going to find any non-Christmas.
That gift keeps getting worse.
Huh.
It is Chicago. They got the flag.
Hmm. What's her face?
Rachel
Vice? Vise?
Vise?
Vise? I don't know how to say it.
Might be Raquel, too. Is it Rachel Weisz or Raquel Weisz? Weisz.
I don't know. I've only seen her name spelled. Christmas.
Is she a cop or a meter maid?
I think she's a meter maid. And now you know French. Mm-hmm. Bettering yourself isn't worth it just to better yourself? Come on. Ugh. Is this going to be a Vince Vaughn romantic comedy? What we just signed up to watch?
I signed up for a magical romp of Paul Giamatti as Santa Claus.
So did I.
This fast-talking Vaughn romantic comedy. I don't know.
I feel like he's taking me to a riverboat in Indiana. Oh, no.
No, this time it's going to be a casino attached to a horse racing track.
Classy.
Oh my God, it's just the Chinese buffet over her shoulder, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
You know what? I've never seen the Charlie Brown Christmas special. Might have to do that this year.
I think I've only seen the Halloween one. The Great Pumpkin.
This kid was in a bunch of movies. I wonder if he the transitioned as an adult.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of what else I've seen him in.
Did they write any of this dialogue or did he just improvise it?
It's all improvised. It's like, hey, Vince, your motivation in this scene is to con this guy into giving you your lease. Go. Nope, it's porn.
Going to get extended to the 25th for
it
damn
has
sure.
To, yeah. He's going to have to kill. He's going to have to kill somebody to get this money.
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
He's going to have to rob Santa Claus in an Ocean's 11 style.
And then murder him in the end. He doesn't have to murder him in the end, but he's going to. Hand in the pocket. Who's got your wallet? I do. Jesus.
He's just grafting and grifting.
He's stealing people's money.
Local 401 Santa's showing up.
Yep. I believe Vince Vaughn can outrun these Santas.
You do not want to be running away with the Red Salvation Army with a bunch of Santas chasing you. You just don't. But now's the perfect time. It's a perfect opportunity. Once you bait someone into stealing a pot and all the Santa's curses, then all their pots are up for grabs.
It's true, yeah.
You got to be the second pot bandit.
Well, you got to get in a ring. Right? A thief ring? So
that's
you steal
right.
the first bucket.
All right.
Run them all down the street while the other guys are stealing the other buckets.
We got our Christmas financials planned, Jim. You be bucket number one. I'll clean up bucket number two.
Cancel the club sale. We got this.
You know what? I think between Schwarzenegger and Vince Vaughn, Vaughn might have the better Santa on Santa fight action.
I think he has more Santas.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, you're done for now. He's going to do a burly fight.
They got their Santa Claus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wow. The sound effects.
Was he farting? I think he was farting.
Maybe. Jesus Christ. Oh, that's a... Fuck.
I would go to that bonsai place. Here's the man.
Here we go. Mostly around the waist.
He's wearing a fat, full body fat suit. Even his hands have got the fat treatment.
Yeah.
It's possible for fat people to have normal hands, man. You don't have to put the fat on the hands. Look.
Probably could have milked him for a little more, you know, get some of that lease money.
How do you think Santa Claus is loaded?
How would he be?
I was going to say, yeah.
In this real world scenario they've constructed, where does he get the money for the toys?
I mean, I guess he's magic, so he could conceivably just make unlimited amount of goods.
Maybe. How does he pay the elves? Unlimited amounts of cookies?
He doesn't. They're slave labor. It's an uncomfortable kind of, you know, Oompa Loompa thing, but
volunteer. He calls them volunteers.
Right. The contract workers.
Yeah.
It's the gig economy. Shit.
There you go.
What does Santa Claus and his wife do at the North Pole when it's not Christmas?
The fuck? All year. This is how he does it. Indentured servitude. He guilts the elves into it.
That's how Santa gets the elves up there. He loans, he sharks money to them, and then when they can't pay the vig, he...
Yeah.
Hey, come here and cobble some toys, and you wake up, and 100 years later, you're still there.
Yep. His saint powers have kept you young, kept you virile. I don't know you need to be virile to... make toys for kids on Christmas, but why not?
All the reindeer pork is salted with saltpeter, so you just got no sexual desire anymore.
Maybe the elves are his children? Like, if they're just fucking for 360 days a year? Yeah?
I was going to say that to make the whole immortal saint thing worse, he adopts every elf.
All right. Dump your chamber pot on his head.
You what?
Yes, that's the right call.
Your brother.
You're from London. I had no idea you were from London. That's so cool. We should go to London sometime together. We'll do it next week. Forget about it.
Fish and chips. sweet centipede cabinet.
Mm-hmm. And a fucking...
Oh, no. A it's, a gold, it's a golden tea is what it is. I thought it was centipede.
Huh. He doesn't even live here. His father's what?
Passed away.
A Wendigo? Especially not Santa Claus. Remember that.
Mm-hmm. Don't you ask him for nothing. It's fucked up, man. Just, he had a homeless kid, a homeless orphan squatting.
I guess so. But I will take some more porridge.
I'll even ask for it nicely. I'll say, please. Oh, yeah. What was this? I need a video game console to really date it. 2007. That'd be a PlayStation 2, right? Right in the middle of PlayStation 2, right? PlayStation 2, Xbox 360.
Yeah. Sounds right to me. I'm your Uber driver. This is, what's his face?
This pulls out his dick. Now all claws is going to be told by.
Oh, that's creepy. They're doing some weird effects on this guy.
Yeah. Stealing a job from Little Person with CGI.
And we also would have complained had it been a little person because we're making fun of them. Aren't you magic? The hell?
That's why the elves only make toys. They just can't handle full-scale applications like cars and wood chippers.
Yep.
Well, you can do that. You can't lift a suitcase. I think he's sandbagging, man.
He barely has control of this thing.
That's what makes it so awesome. It's like riding the beast.
This sleigh must be like encompassed in a ring of magical life preserving powers, right?
Yeah. I remember, oh man, a long time ago, I can't remember who did it, but someone did like a thermodynamic analysis of Santa Claus. How many toys he'd have to just deliver to all the Christian children and the time he has and
how fast he'd have to move.
Yeah, essentially he would just vaporize in the plasma from
yeah,
pushing that cargo through the air.
That's your cue to vomit all over him. Damn, Santa!
So, I get the Fred Claus has been kind of bitter about everything, but you wouldn't come visit this?
I'd check it out.
I guess it's just rubbing your face how successful your brother is. You know, he's got a whole fucking enterprise here. Everything's made of ginger.
Damn. It's what's her face?
Yes, it is. Holy shit.
What is her face?
Madeline Kahn. She's Zach and Miri make a porno.
There are two people who look almost identical. One of them is Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
I don't think that's her, though. I think that's the other one who looks just like her.
Oh, yeah, Elizabeth Banks.
Jesus.
See, now we see that the was violence a Deadpool inherent move. In the system. Also, why yeah. is this normal smoking hot woman at the South Pole?
I don't know. Santa's mistress?
That's when he's feeling naughty. Mm-hmm.
Rapier, I've been told I'm the rapiest. Vince Vaughn's my name. Don't forget it.
Got snow-faced.
Sleeping with Willie.
Mm-hmm. Take a Willie to bed.
Small.
I think my brother's an asshole thinking I'd sleep in a bed half my size.
Yeah.
Put me on the top bunk too, huh? Okay.
This wood is 100 years old. You're going to get crushed under the weight of Vince Vaughn's ego. Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I think your legs would go numb from the knee down sleeping like that.
Mm-hmm. So what is his job up here? Just to make toys?
I think Willie's Santa's intern.
No. I mean, Vince Vaughn, what is he going to do while he's up here?
He's there trying to convince Santa Claus to give him $50,000.
Yeah.
I think it's the broad strokes. Santa said, I'm not going to give it to you unless you visit me.
How does Santa get cash?
He's going to get you a yellow bicycle with orange handlebars.
They're infringing everybody's copyrights, right? Like, yeah, I asked for a Tickle Me Elmo. The elves make it. They've just broken the law.
These are just knockoffs.
Yeah. You got some bootleg ass gifts, uh-huh. Santa. Just make them in China. Get it done with.
Ludicrous.
Holy shit.
How you maintain any kind of cred after that move?
Yeah. What do you do? Murder his parents? Like, how do you get on the...
That's the worst child in the world. He bit his father and dentist.
Yeah. Please.
It's gonna involve his adopted kid, I know.
Mm.
Jesus Christ, what a psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
He's setting his cat on fire.
Who's the efficiency expert? If you had to guess.
Martin Short.
Fuck. I hope not.
Yeah, I was... Seth and I were watching a bunch of old Saturday Night Live Christmas skits this weekend while we were cooking breakfast on Saturday. And we hit one involved starring Martin Short. And I'm like, I just don't get Martin Short.
Yeah.
I respect him for his contributions to absurdist comedy, but I'm colorblind to his spectrum.
Yeah, not really a fan.
I think that's the Dowager Countess's butler from Downton Abbey. Pratt?
Fuck.
Sprat. Oh. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh no.
Oh, I'll watch the first three episodes of House of Cards over the weekend too. The Despacified.
Oh, the new season, yeah. Mm-hmm. They should have just gone all the way and got Alec Baldwin, right? Always be Christmasing.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised what I could fit down a chimney. Marketing.
What?
What board? Is this part of... So he's created a LLC?
Pretty much how it works anyway.
Yeah Fuck the Easter Bunny, it never made sense. Yeah. Oh, shit. Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
He doesn't look like he's ganged or aged or lost any years.
Yeah, this was 10 years ago, 11 years. Nope. But I'm moving to London tomorrow.
Huh. I think she's wearing a cop's jacket. She doesn't have a cop. Because it's got like a place for a badge.
Huh.
Just a parking enforcement. Parking enforcement officer, a PEO.
This efficiency expert hasn't said anything about using paper files for everything. Maybe update to a database of some kind.
It's a wild effect.
Yeah.
I kind of think they took a little person just threw a green bag over their head and went to town on it.
Yeah.
Maybe a child? I mean, wasn't everything at the South Pole be, or the North Pole be on the south side?
I would assume so, yeah. Unless you're standing directly on the North Pole
itself, yeah.
Shit. Is he instigating the elf revolt of 2007? Yeah, the effects are really weird in this. It looks like Uncanny Valley.
It's got him eating out of his hands.
Yeah. These are Fred Claus's elves now. Where's Santa to shut this shit down? Nope.
He's coming.
I think I know what strike one is.
Asking questions about the strikes is a strike.
Strike one. My guess is, at the end of this movie, Vince Vaughn is going to have to give up his off-track betting location in order to save Santa's workshop. Strike one. Jesus.
Did you say that person got tossed, Jim?
Oh! God! Is that Gary Oldman?
Yes. They wrapped Gary Oldman on here, too. Strike. Damn, someone actually asked for the largest Kinect Ferris wheel in the world. Someone put that on a list for Santa.
Oh, you think that's a gift? I thought it was just set dressing, but yeah, you're probably right. Desperate Santa Claus. Paul Giamatti, folks.
That's all the couch. Ah, yeah, that's right. Parents still alive.
how old are these people supposed to be?
I mean, it looked like 10th, 12th century kind of European in the beginning.
But Fred
very feudal,
also...
Very feudal.
Has Fred lived hundreds of years?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's ancient. Don't really get that
what
from him, though, do you?
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm. That's a well-worn hobby horse.
Sure is.
I love the vest. Jesus Christ, Vince Vaughn, stupidest man alive.
Yeah. Strike
you
two.
You can't give him a strike just a purely personal yeah. conflict with your parents.
Strike two. The way she's pouring that gravy. Strike three. That's more than that. I think it's amazing that nobody's talking about the fact they've been alive for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess like you know, Santa Claus has kept shit modern. He's got a computer back there. Like you know.
Yeah, but they think Santa's special. What about themselves? They've lived for hundreds of years. That's not normal. They've got to know it's not normal.
Fred Claus could have put a dollar in the first bank that ever was, a deposit, yeah. and be a multi-million, if not billionaire.
He probably would have stumbled into billions of dollars by now. Maybe spend them all in that arcade.
God, I want that Christmas ham, though.
Yeah. Talk about Paul Giamatti.
Oh, yeah, I want
that Christmas ham. Oh, yeah. Oh, they have a tavern.
Frosties.
So much for your efficiency.
He just, every Christmas season, holy shit.
Where's your Christmas ham?
Frosty swallows a keg and just pisses it out into the dwarf's mugs.
Wow.
It's frosty cold.
Yeah, it's like that Jägermeister ice shoot.
I don't see how the elves get any work done.
This elf's a little horn dog.
He is.
So, does he have the hots for her and he wants Fred to make a move?
I think the way this movie's going is the elf is going to end up with the elf woman, and Fred is going to patch things up with Rachel Weiss, which mm-hmm. makes no sense at all.
Right. He's going to be gone for her birthday. He's going to be gone for Christmas. She's going to be fucking JDM. She's moving back to London. Maybe he'll slide down her chimney. That's not a euphemism. I swear.
He's going to put the D in Jeffrey D. Morgan.
That's an unfortunate height to be in this scenario. surely the normal-sized Santa Claus and his parents have facilities that they can use that are not elf-sized, right?
They don't use the elf bathroom.
Right.
The commoner bathroom.
But they're making Fred use it.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
It's the disrespect. You know Santa spends a lot of fucking time in this tavern because it's normal human-sized.
Nah, it's got big ceilings, but look at the bar.
These are elven vaulted ceilings. Yeah, you're probably right. Okay. Santa has his own tavern.
Now you just do this for 4 minutes and you're done.
You're not wrong. Yeah, I saw that coming. It's about pelvic thrusts. Ready? Here we go. Don't kiss yeah. Where you are.
Pucker it up. Go for it.
The fuck?
Oh, man.
He's going to vomit.
I mean, for what it's worth, Vince Vaughn is bringing all the Vince Vaughn to the table.
He sure is.
He's not mailing in the Vaughn.
Oh, no. Right in front of the... Oh, man. It's a real shame.
She's in the North Pole, man. Shouldn't she be wearing, like... warm clothes?
No, it's that magic. The magic elven aura.
Then why does she need gloves?
Good point. Good damn point. I don't know why she's not wearing some big stripy socks.
I was busting moves. He's busting sick moves and he broke a table. That's kind of cool.
She only saw the table break, though. If she saw the sick moves, maybe. Oh, this bed is going to... crumble under the weight of Vince Vaughn.
Oh, that's right. He would know the story, wouldn't he?
I would think so.
More of a Donner.
Especially this is not love.
It's infatuation, dude.
Yeah. Have you ever even talked to her?
No, she doesn't even know his name. And he's in love with her.
Yeah, that's fucked.
He's like this close to shooting up a nail salon or some shit.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Kevin Krampus, more like it.
What is their incentive to keep this place open, period?
Whose incentive?
The board. It can't be financial, because they don't make any money.
Okay.
Wow.
So this is like the night of the deadline, if I've done my math right. It's like the 21st.
Has he done $50,000 worth of work? I don't know what the pay scale is up in the North Pole. What's the cost of living?
That is definitely Spratt from Downton Abbey.
Got Ferris wheels of all kinds in this place. Strike two. Like in a computer database or something?
It's a big one.
Actually, I agree.
Yeah.
If you had to guess, what will strike three be? Sexual harassment? Probably at Vince Vaughn's hands, if I had to
Could
guess.
be Kevin Spacey.
Could be, but I don't know how he'd give a strike for that. If anything, he'd probably remove a strike for it.
Paul Giamatti taking his role serious.
I got a question why.
Oh man, I have a feeling this film peaked at the Santa Brawl, at the Burly Santa
Oh,
Brawl.
you came in thinking this would be a good movie?
I mean, I thought it'd be like, you know.
That's a dead elf. You say peaked. Ninja elves say hold my beer. Damn.
Getting kinky in there.
Sure is.
Hey, one thing I give back through the window.
Oh, yeah.
That won't work. Okay. Who the hell? What the f
I don't. Why did they bring her up here? The intervention?
Who's the other dude?
Oh, I didn't look at him. I assumed it was Jeffrey Dean Morgan, but that wouldn't
What?
make much sense.
And she's just nonplussed it.
Who? Okay. Psychologist. No, he is.
He was born morbidly obese.
It's true. Closet
He eats
eater.
entire closets.
Closets of cookies.
Yeah, and they shouldn't. They have a master cookie closet in the bedroom. That's the problem.
It really, yeah. Who is this movie for?
Yeah, it's got a surprising adult. He just went for an erectile dysfunction joke.
Yeah.
But I guess a kid would think that it's like it's because he's too fat.
Yeah. At least he admits it.
This is fucking incredible.
Yeah. Is he going to say anything? Mm. Is he going to try and defuse the situation? Just let it escalate till it blows up. Okay, sure. Good session. Good session.
Mm-hmm.
See you next Tuesday at 1? Yeah. Jesus. Actually, that's pretty fair assessment.
That is true. That is true.
But how's he getting his 50 grand?
Does the movie still remember that plot?
I don't know. Maybe not. It's a good line. I like Get Lost Guy.
Get Lost Guy. It's very dismissive.
Mm-hmm.
I got $50,000 burning a hole in my pocket. I just want to invest it in a low-rent gambling parlor.
Oh, you think he's going to try and bribe him to get this whole thing shut down? Strike three?
I don't think he needs to bribe. He just needs to sit back and watch.
That's fair. Small, yeah.
I too have played photosynthesis. Oh, yeah.
Cut down that big tree, that big fat tree.
I gotta say, if I was a big star, I don't even have to be that big of a star. Like, if I got lured, I would be so easy to lure to a Christmas project.
Why?
I just like, because I think it's cool. Like, if you became, if you're in the next elf or a Christmas story or what, like, it's a form of immortality. So it's like, I understand why you get guys like Kevin Spacey and Vince Vaughn and...
But you got to get the right Christmas project, and I feel like
but how do
those
you know?
Are few and far between.
How do you know when you're reading a script?
No, you just got to get lucky. Got to get lucky with the director and...
Or like Home Alone. Every like yeah. 10 years or so, a classic emerges.
Mm-hmm.
I think Elf is the last classic.
Definitely not Fred Claus.
Polar Express has kind of become one, but I don't like it.
It's the animated one, right?
Uh-huh.
What about Adam Sandler's Hanukkah movie?
Well, Eight Crazy Nights? By definition, it's not a Christmas movie.
It's the same time of year holiday sort of thing. Who's mean here? You just pushed him.
Whoa!
Oh,
getting
man.
Jumped into the Christmas gang.
That's his best sleeping shirt. His only sleeping shirt.
He tore the sleeves off of it. Oh, man, he's going to falsify a NICE report.
Yeah, put him in the NICE department. Strike three, baby.
Gotta do it. Gotta do it. This is what's going to tip him over into the NICE side. Oh, that ain't going to happen. Slam.
Nope.
The fraud with moral peril.
Love it. Oh, he's just stamping everything NICE.
Yeah, what's the Fuck yeah, it. what's the ramification here?
Establishing patterns of bad behavior? Rewarding patterns of bad behavior? This bra just doesn't fit.
Clyde Northcutt.
What are the numbers? Is he going to have to cancel Christmas? Holy shit. I love Paul Giamatti. He's great.
Oh.
Yeah, but at least he's a nice guy.
He's about to throw down.
Oh, yeah. Imagine the snowball Santa can make.
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah.
Ever since you hit me with that apple.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Right, a titty.
Hopefully a snowman doesn't get involved in this. I remember Jack Frost, and he can throw some snow. God, I would love to throw snowballs at Paul Giamatti in a fat suit. Oh, ouch.
How much do you think it costs to make that happen? $100,000 to his charity of choice?
Yes. I think that would happen. Maybe this year for Groundhog Day, we can raise 100 grand.
24-hour snowball fight with Paul Giamatti.
How amazing would it be to get Paul Giamatti on one of our shows?
Pretty amazing.
Jesus.
The worst, the worst.
Yep. Wow.
Oh, I don't hate you. I just wish you were never born.
I guess maybe there's a difference between hate and resent.
You'd be dead. You wouldn't be a saint. You'd be dead. You'd be dead if he wasn't born.
Would he?
You're
Why?
Immortal. Well, because he wouldn't be a saint.
The sainthood's protecting the whole family?
Yeah, they said that's part of the saint package. Like, it freezes everybody's age.
The whole family? The
whole family.
Oh, okay.
Spouses, parents, and siblings. Presumably children.
Gotcha. Wouldn't that inevitably lead to a case of the entire world being populated by Santa's relatives?
You'd think so, yeah.
Given enough
time. It'd be like Genghis Khan, only if he was immortal.
Yeah.
And visited every mama in Christendom on Christmas and ate her cookies and drank her milk.
Oh, yeah. Santa loves that milk.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, if Santa Claus are real, Cecily would definitely cheat on me with him.
What he lacks body, it makes up in
Santa
charisma.
Santa Claus just out Aaron's Aaron in every department, honestly.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I guess so.
Yeah.
He already likes that flavor.
He's just more of everything she likes. And he brings presents all the time.
Wow. So, if Santa gets shut down, what does he go do?
Oh, God, he's got a cane now.
Yeah, threw his back out.
Yeah, and she's way too sexy for this film.
Of course.
I mean, there's no cause for it.
There isn't.
She could be wholesomely attractive, whatever the hell that means, you know? Like, this is sexy get up. I don't know.
No, it's like a college girl wearing a Santa Claus outfit for Halloween, right?
Yeah. It's
it's sexy Santa.
Allison Brie in Community doing her Santa baby routine.
Right. Why is that in this movie?
And it's in that uncanny sexy zone where it's kind of silly.
You think she needed to go more or less sexy?
Yeah.
I mean, less I could see, but more sexy? How would that fix the problem?
No, I think that's like, yeah, you're right. Uncanny Valley's not. It's like a point of no return.
This background between them looks like a bear.
Like, you know, I don't. There's always Christmas-themed porn on Christmas. Have you noticed that?
I haven't. I've never gone looking for Christmas-themed porn. Because I don't want to see a bunch of big fat dudes.
I didn't say I
fucking
went
elves.
I didn't say I went and looked for it, dude. I'm just saying I'm aware of its existence because I watch porn in December, okay? And I always think it's incredible.
I have a moratorium on porn in December.
Who is the dude that's like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to jerk it because I'm going to jerk it, but it's Christmas. I need something a little special.
Right. Get in the season. Get in the spirit.
I need girls dressed up as elves with candy canes.
Well, here you go. You can get poor man's Margot Robbie. She's
Elizabeth
not
Banks
poor man's
is a well off man's.
She's unequal man's Margot Robbie. They're both attractive in their own very Margot Robbie kind of way.
Oh, what do you get her, do you think? What do you think?
Cut down your tree?
Yeah, remember tweet? Gotta remember all the way back to the beginning of the film, Jim.
This is from Santa?
Oh, he got him the birdhouse.
That's smart. Is this bird going to fly through the fucking window in
the
North Pole?
It's also your animal sidekicks are part of the Saint deal, too.
Is the bird in it? That'd be some Santa Claus-ass magic.
Come out and punch him in the dick like a cuckoo clock.
Just woodpecker his eyes out.
Siblings Anonymous. Try harder, guys.
Yeah. Chris Angel has a brother that he hates.
Oh, shit. That's Frank Stallone.
What? All right. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. The movie did not peak at the Burly Brawl.
Nope. Oh, shit.
I love it.
Worth it.
Chris
Worth
Angel,
watching this whole movie.
Ed Harris's brother's here. Wally Shawn's brother's here. Ludacris's brother's here.
Morgan Freeman's brother's here. Holy shit.
Is that true? That might be true.
Sort of looks like him. Gotta look it up. Roger, they said. That is Roger Clinton, and he's an American actor. He is the younger half-brother of former President
Bill Clinton.
Holy
shit, they didn't get Alec Baldwin. They got the shitty Baldwin.
No, where?
They just cut to the youngest Baldwin. Billy? What is it? Billy?
I didn't see him.
There.
Oh, shit. This is a really fucking awesome scene.
It really is. I wonder if they're literally all famous brothers.
They could be.
That's the worst insult. I couldn't tell you this guy's name.
Yeah, it might be Billy. I think you're right.
Stephen Baldwin.
Stephen. Nice. Wow.
Wow.
Sounds like Bill Clinton. First brother. Oh, what does he know? I feel like the house was brought down. Here we go. This is the turn.
This is the turn. You can feel the heartstrings being pulled.
Those are guitar strings, but very close.
They are. Nickel coated, no doubt. sir, there is absolutely no flight.
Yeah. How do you get 50 grand?
I don't know. I think we talked through...
Did Spacey... give him 50 grand to
shit, man.
Get the fuck out
Dude,
of there? Or
I don't
did
know.
Santa Claus give him 50 grand to get the fuck out?
This has just been, like, this movie's just been an excuse for us to talk about random Christmas topics, honestly.
He took a boat to the North Pole? How long did that take?
Yeah, you're
that
right.
That boat's not magic.
He's got like 2 days at this point. He arrives
fuck?
In March.
Right. He found the Northwest Passage. Goes straight to the North Pole.
Yeah, nowadays the fucking Santa Claus would be swimming, wouldn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, actually he might be able to take a boat to the North Pole. Who the fuck are you?
Actually, we solved the crisis. As soon as you left, everything got better.
Yeah.
Why is Elizabeth Banks a full-size person? I can't wait to see this movie again to answer all my questions, I'm sure.
There is no answer for that. Don't go looking for it, because it's not there.
She's just a big elf.
Surely those aren't the easiest toys to make. Like one of those
plus,
sticky
hands or
something.
Plus, in 2007, no child's going to be happy with a baseball bat and a hula hoop.
Do kids play baseball anymore? Is that
yeah,
a thing
sure.
that
yeah,
kids
do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does your kid play baseball?
No.
Okay.
He does throw baseball. Like, we have mitts and gloves, and that's part of, like, our father-son time. We go out and throw the ball around. It's fun. It's a good facilitator of a conversation.
I mean, just get a bunch of DLC codes for fucking Fortnite and... stick those on...
exclusive Fortnite skin, yeah.
Yeah, Santa Claus Fortnite skin. There you go, boom.
That's a smile.
You got
the
rights
face.
And everything. Done. I got a Christmas miracle in my back pocket.
T- That one switch turns on the whole...
Mm-hmm. Gonna do some chiropractic
here. Miss Claus is Miranda Richardson?
I don't know who that is. I recognize her face, but don't know her name.
She was in that weird, like, Merlin miniseries with Sam O'Neill. Do you remember that?
I remember that, yeah.
God, that'd be a fun one to go back and watch.
Sure would.
I bet that's so shitty.
Yeah.
It has Martin Short in it, too.
I'm out. Sorry, Mr. Short. Boom.
Nepotism.
Guess who's Claus?
Miss Claus. Why isn't she up there volunteering?
Mm-hmm.
Also, Kevin Spacey's already foreclosed on this whole thing. I don't know why the movie's still going on. Like, Evil's won.
Yeah.
Christmas is canceled.
Was there actually a strike three, or did he just...
All the naughty children not being able to produce, but that's strike three.
Yeah, yeah.
Improvise this. Go fuck yourself. Just send me some Percocets and some lean, and he'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's a mighty, almighty nostril flare to just happen. Swallowed up the whole film. That was the biggest nostril flare I've ever seen. That's like J.J. Abrams got in and added some nostril flare.
Just one naughty human sized Margot Robbie.
I've been doing it wrong for 400 years. Shit. Come on, flare that up one more time. Whoa.
Oh, God. I knew it.
Brown and black? What the fuck, dude? Now red? Oh, shit. Let's go. You got some purple leather? Throw that on there, too. There's no rules.
The hat. No gloves. Good call. I'm kind of surprised that they have a Santa Claus suit that fits him. Significantly taller and skinnier than the real Santa.
One Santa fits all.
Maybe it's her suit. That would have been funny if he's got to borrow her suit because Santa's won't fit him. There's the beard. Red Fred.
Oh, man, that's going to be an Elizabeth Banks elf panty dropper right there.
Why is he celebrating shutting down this operation?
I don't know.
What will they have left if they shut down all the holidays? He's going to get punched out.
It's the Claus.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that in the Tim Allen?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
God, my girlfriend and I watched that
I was going to say, I'll make a solemn...
It's called The Santa Claus?
I'll make you a solemn promise. I will never be caught dead watching Santa Claus.
We watched it last year. It's bad.
Pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I... Yeah. Oh. I bet the elves get shit-faced on Christmas Eve. Our job's done. That's our Super Bowl.
The night of, yeah.
They get fucking drunk on Nog.
And Santa's out?
I thought your back was out, Santa. Malingerer.
Yeah, when Santa Claus is away, the elves will play. It's just a wild orgy when Santa leaves on Christmas Eve. Five thirty-eight AM.
That's why your gut's gonna be blown up.
Yep.
Why is he wearing brown boots, man? It really bugs me.
Yeah, I didn't.
I'm not gonna ruin one of my favorite Christmas songs, are ya?
You know, I was about to say, oh, why don't they get like an iPad and just do all this digitally?
Then I was thinking, iPad, probably.
2007 is the year that the iPhone came out.
Is it really?
Yeah. That's crazy. It feels like a lot longer than that. Oh, Jesus. Santa's murdering people.
Some of those boxes are, I guess they have other, only the naughty kids are getting baseballs and hula hoops.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. There goes that gift. Just take them with you. You don't have to actually eat them.
Yeah, this is a movie that's made for, like, doesn't know who it's made for.
No.
Adults or children.
Ugh. Why would you go down head first? And he is he a man or a Claus? Like, does he have the special Christmas miracle magic shit?
Or not, yeah.
I mean, at the pace he's going, there's no way he gets through the whole world. I think you're in the wrong house, dude. One of these kids is getting in serious trouble for writing letters to Santa Claus. Right?
Yeah. A little jealous of the Christmas.
And now I'm going to murder. What?
He's turned into Rorschach.
He sure has.
Santa Claus manufactures puppies. North Pole's a puppy mill?
Yes. Yes, I think it is, literally. You don't recognize my voice, do you?
Oh my God. Can you make some eye contact with me?
the fuck? Wow. Let the orgy commence.
Mm-hmm. Fucking Kevin Spacey.
God damn it. North Pole's not responding.
We got fucking Rudolph here. What the fuck? You can't shut this shit down.
You're seriously outnumbered here, dude. If they want to flip that switch, they will flip that switch.
Gabble, gooble, gabble, gooble. One of us.
Just push him. Just push him right off the edge.
Man.
Problem solved.
Stan's going to call him out.
What drives this man? I don't understand. Oh. Mm-hmm.
He was a naughty child.
I'm going to give him the gift that he always should have got. Fred was right. But I got one for you now.
I did get you a part in a shitty Superman movie.
Four-eyed Clyde.
It's called Fuck Yeah, That Wide Clyde.
This is ridiculous. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. It's about to melt your Grinchy heart. Turbo Man doll. Hope you're into knockoff superheroes. It's all we make here at the North Pole.
Yeah.
Copyright being what it is. Of course he does. Of course he does.
Yeah, that 45-year-old man shit don't work when you're talking the Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. I'm a 600-year-old man. I'd put that cape on. What do you want?
How does it fix in the front? That's what I need to know.
Strings. Tying.
It's only 2:45?
Mm-hmm. It's like 3 hours.
No, it's 1:45.
Oh, I got 4 hours. Tokyo? Why did he waste time in the Jewish people's house?
Whoa. No, I don't know.
Like, why is he visiting houses that don't celebrate Christmas?
I think he got led to use, like, that's a wrong turn to Albuquerque.
Okay.
Wrong turn to Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. It's the, yeah, it's their Mecca. There goes the map. You're fucked now.
Mm.
Better turn that intercom back on.
Yep. Rich man's Margot Robbie's not going to be impressed by that. Oh, shit. It runs on Christmas spirit. We forgot. Now we gotta teach Kevin Spacey the true meaning of Christmas again.
Why wouldn't it turn back on?
I don't know.
Is this Beijing? Where is this?
I don't know. I think once you get out of the Americas and, like, you know, Western and Eastern Europe, you're pretty much home free.
Think so? There are a lot of damn people in China.
Yeah, but how many Christian children are in China and Japan
Not as
and
many,
India?
For sure, yeah. We're not going to make it. Oh, I know where that is.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about Australia and New Zealand.
I think people would see this happening in the sky.
Oh, man, there's the one Christian child on the moon. The fuck is going on at the North Pole? What happened with the power, man?
I don't know. It's back on. It's got to be 5:48 by now. Fred Claus is dead. The G-forces killed him. But we delivered every last present.
He's gonna go and punch her right in the knee.
He's gonna go dance with her. Pretty sure. Oh!
This was an unwanted advance.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Turned the corner on it.
You're really taking a risk there, buddy.
Yep.
Now, there's got to be the denouement. Where he reconnects with Rachel Weisz. And then the movie's over, right?
Yeah.
He's got to go see Santa first. And they got to have a heart-to-heart. Then his ex, I guess, is what she is now. I don't know. Man, I wish somebody would give me
That's wild because they have made. There's been zero of the Christ myth in this movie, and they're gonna end on Silent Night, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, Corey Stoll family,
right?
Okay, it's not Corey Stoll.
It's Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos' family. Holy shit, dude! Last SNL had a really funny Jeff Bezos skit.
Who was playing Bezos?
Steve Carell with shaved head. It's actually pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Especially since we've already kind of, like, in my perception, he's already kind of a supervillain.
Right. It's Kevin Bacon's
brother.
Oh,
man, you got a night. Look at that. Hey, you must be a naughty kid.
Yeah, you can tell who the naughty ones are. Baseball bats and hula hoops.
Yep.
Turns out he gave Christmas presents to all the children he could get to. The others, he just snapped his fingers and murdered. Done. Every kid who's alive on Christmas got a present,
totally,
Santa.
He totally cheated, yeah.
They just blinked out of existence.
Get your gelatinous hand off me, Santa.
That'd be really funny, is to film a video of me trying to edit a podcast in those giant fat hands. It'd never work. Okay. There's the handshake.
Got the claws nod.
Back to the meter maid. I got some problems in Chicago to clean up. You think he gets his off-track betting place or not? I think he gave it up to save the North Pole.
Yeah. Look at me in my filthy Santa Claus outfit.
Just covered in soot.
You can't.
It's a good reaction. Whoa. Whoa.
What?
Nope. This is a move back to London situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, okay. I guess you can live here because I'm moving back to London.
Yeah. It's $50,000.
A French bear? Go fuck yourself.
It better have a plane ticket tucked in its shirt. No, why would this happen?
Sista demands a script call for it. Oh,
God. It's a fucking 20-cent bear. He went to build a bear. He said, God, I don't know, give me the French one.
It's the one, the only one they had left in stock. He forgot it was all about the Paris trip, too.
Right. Oh, yeah, the Paris thing. No, that's totally why I got you this bear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's that old French flag.
Okay. This is better, but I don't buy that she would have accompanied him. Also, the magic aura surrounding us, causing us not to freeze to death.
Oh, Elizabeth Banks is just, you know, making time with that or elf man, because Fred Claus needs to go on his shitty honeymoon.
I mean, they have eternity.
It's true. That's a hell of an advantage. Hey, if you marry me, you live forever.
Yeah.
Shit, I'd marry you for that deal.
Pretty good friends and family perk, huh?
It is. Unlimited data on the cell phone plan. That's also a little known benefit of sainthood.
The only coverage you get is in the North Pole, though. So
you get 10% off at White Castle.
Strike one, buddy.
Even when he had to whip the elves.
Soulmates. Soulmates. They didn't even know each other yesterday. Some deep dish. What do you think? You get one slice per kid? He had a family of his own?
He's killing you.
I'm going to live for another 400 years, thanks to you.
Yeah, throw in some Israel Kawalamanji. His last name is impronounceable for men with my thickened tongue.
Yeah.
That was before the scotch.
All red. And purple. Great song.
Doesn't help the moment land. But.
Yeah, not entirely sure what it's doing in this movie, but okay.
I'd accept it as a Christmas-esque song.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
Come on, tweet. Bring it home. Or yeah, tweet.
There you go. Got his fucking house. That's the same bird. It's also a blue bird
on my shoulder match kind of thing.
Grandfathered into the Live Forever clause. I think that is a movie in search of an audience.
Yeah.
That doesn't know what it is, but is ultimately not entertaining.
It's not offensive. It's something you throw on when your relatives are coming over and you're trying to cook some last minute.
Uh-huh.
Who directed this thing?
I don't know. Vince Vaughn, co-producer.
Christoph Beck.
Up next, The Haunted Mansion.
Paul Giamatti, the man himself.
Very Giamatti Christmas. This is just the beginning.
No, this is the second. Second.
Well, it's just the beginning still. We got a lot more in store.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Ludacris Bridges. Huh.
David Dobkin?
Yeah,
best known for Wedding Crashers and Shanghai Nights.
That sounds about right. Wedding Crashers.
Yeah. Yep. Frank Stallone.
Roger Clinton.
Got the brother credits. What do you think Bill Clinton thought about his brother being in this movie? Like, cashing in one more last time, huh? All right, Roger. All right.
He goes and visits his family for Christmas after this movie. There's a lot of shade.
Did you guys see Fred Claus yet? I haven't managed to see you, Roger. Uh-oh, Ludacris is here to do ignorant on this here Christmas
track.
It's
like if Will Smith was in the movie, you fucking know he's going to do a song. We got to stay for the Ludacris.
I'm going to fucking add this to my not secular Christmas list.
Awesome.
I bet this gets inappropriate.
No one can hear this. We won't be able to play the audio on this, but trust me, this Ludacris song is banging. This Ludacrismas. It's a Ludacrismas. We gotta have a Ludacrismas next year.
Yeah.
These are
from the motion
paper.
Picture Fred Claus.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Ludacris doesn't have any other Christmas movies under his very gold buckly black
belt.
Holy
shit, it's not on. Ludacris doesn't have a song on the album.
On the soundtrack?
That's what it says.
They didn't put this on the soundtrack?
No, man.
That is a slap in the fucking face. Ludacris got dissed.
Ludacris Christmas song. It's Ludacrismas is what it's called.
It's called Ludacrismas. Fucking course it is. It's good.
Oh, it's just on good. It's just on a YouTube video. Oh, that sucks. I'm gonna have to try it. I gotta get it for my Christmas music list.
Yeah, it's funny to me because like literally every rapper who's ever been in a movie does this. Like, yeah, you can hire me, but I'm gonna do a song in the credits.
Oh, you think it's because they want to do it, or just like it's expected? Like, you're in the movie, so come on, you know.
Oh, you
like,
think it's like from the producer side? Yeah, they're like, oh, it's part of the package, Ludacris. Okay,
do you think we cast you for your acting talent?
Does Will Smith have a song in Concussion? That's what I want to know.
Has a what? A song?
Does Will Smith have a song in Concussion?
Yeah, it just raps about. Just raps about people having memory loss and anger management issues.
Oof.
Post-concussion trauma syndrome, whatever it is. Concussion encephalitis or something. All right.
Is that what it's called?
I think we're done here.
Yeah, Ludacris is done. We're done.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
See you for the next one.
Merry Christmas.
The next Christmas thing.
Yep.
Whatever that is.